Hi, this is a dictation for Lisa Ford, L-I-S-A, last name is Ford, F-O-R-D. The special date of service is 6/29/2023 and date of birth 5/23/1974. Date of accident 11/23/2022. Please refer this patient dictation to Kimberly Sullivan, Sevala form by email. I'll appreciate. In addition, you can also send previous dictations too. I can name those dictations. The 0304-015, and dictation number 0317-045, as well as the dictation number 0605-120 and 0509-009. If you have not sent all of this dictation to Sevala, please do. And the rest of the three visits I'm going to be dictating also need to be sent to Sevala, Kimberly Sullivan, right now. This is Dr. Sharma, Parli Satpur. Once again, we are dictating the office visit for 6/29/2023. Lisa Ford, date of birth is 5/23/1974. Date of accident is 11/23/2022. The patient report that she was rear-ended by a semi-truck leading to severe headaches and dizziness, dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nausea, blood vision, spots in the vision, fearful of the event, and pain symptoms started in the neck and the lower back with radiation to the right arm and right leg, with motor weakness of the right arm, right leg, and a pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 7, and inability to lift the shoulder beyond 170 degrees. The patient has been was initially seen on 1/27/2023, but date of accident was 7/23/2022. The patient has been provided with a conservative treatment along with physical therapy, laser treatment, acupuncture, chiropractic treatment. The patient is now returning for a follow-up visit today on 6/29/2023. Reports of pains in the lower back, neck, and headaches are unabated, and they are usually 7. They range from 4 to 8. ADLs are affected 8. And the shooting pain is in the mostly anterior part of the arm and anterior part of the leg with motor weakness on both sides. 60% improvement has been reported by the patient. And actually, the patient says that he is able to work on a light duty because that job is not that hard full time. Please review the chart for ADLs, for the system review, for the substance abuse, addiction history, as well as the compliance plan. Physical examination is blood pressure 125 over 92, pulse is 73, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam will come from previous visit, which is 6/1/2023, dictation number 0605-120. So, diagnoses are the same. Plan of care is as follows. The patient seems improving 60%, and so we'll continue her physical therapy at 2 times per week for the neck and lower back and the left shoulder, and we'll continue monitoring her laser treatment, acupuncture, chiropractor. All have been discussed with the patient. We've also advised her to do yoga exercise, meditation, home exercise, home gym as well. So far, the patient is stable, and MRIs that have been done in the past were again discussed with the patient. It includes that patient does have a 5-level disc herniation in the neck. We have discussed with the cervical traction. We have discussed the cervical epidural steroid injection. The patient has not been forthcoming for these injections. Patient also has a injury to the left shoulder in the MRI. There is a partial thickness here of the distal attachment, supraspinal tendon of more than 50%, complex glenoid labrum tear, and AC degenerative tear. patient never came for any injection treatment. She is a candidate for surgical treatment. He, however, refuses all of this treatment. In the lumbar spine, MRI was showing a herniated disc with the at L5-S1 leading to left-sided neural foramen narrowing. And it is all the pathology is being explained for the patient. All the options were discussed with the patient. The patient chooses to conservative treatment. But an MRI for the brain was also discussed with us. We just found to be normal. At this time, patient wants to continue on medications, physical therapy, acupunctures, and if she makes a change in her mind for further treatment, then it will be provided. At this time, physical therapy 2 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, laser, acupuncture, chiropractic treatment to the shoulder, neck, and lower back. Hopefully she'll do better, and she is working full-time on a light-duty job, 7-pound restriction limit at 7 hours, 6 days. Thank you.